Delay action on President Biden's cabinet candidates.
He can't have it both ways. He's got to choose between vindictiveness or national security. I hope he makes the right choice.
Johnson telling Fox News he thinks impeaching a president who's already left office is unconstitutional. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Ask you with Alabama News Network. The state of Alabama is lowering flags to half staff to honor Mobile native and baseball great Hank Aaron, who died today. Governor Kay Ivey expressed sympathy to relatives, friends, and family of the baseball legend. Hank Aaron was 86 years old. Alabama's unemployment rate for the month of December is at 3.9%. It is the lowest unemployment rate Alabama has seen since the pandemic began. Counties with the highest unemployment rates include Wilcox County at 10.6%, Lowndes County at 10.2%, and Perry County at 7.8%. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at a car dealership earlier this week. Authorities have charged 22-year-old DeWantis Groomster with assault, firing a gun at an occupied vehicle and firing into an unoccupied vehicle. It happened Monday at Capital Hyundai on Eastern Boulevard. Groomster is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show and Friday TGIF edition. Someone is asking me, who is the mortgage company that speaks on your show? They're Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000 Penny. So I hope that helped you out. Text me if that did, that you've got it. And if not, I'll text you the information. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. I've had two people ask me about Mortgage Corporation of the South within 30 minutes of each other. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Linda. I'll do the full Mortgage Corporation of the South in a little bit. Linda, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you? I'd like for you to clear something up for me.
Sure. Does it take penicillin?
No, yeah, I don't think so. It was my understanding that President Biden has signed an executive order that gives transgender men this opportunity to compete with women.
That is correct.
Can you tell me that?
Yeah,
that is correct.
That is correct. Now, there's going to be some question of what he can do, but he is saying that that transgender men who have trans to women can compete in sporting events, but there are different sporting events associations that might not, that can stop that.
Okay. Well, it appears that your vote does have a consequence. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I enjoy listening to your show every afternoon.
Well, thank you.
I'm sitting in here working on a quilt this afternoon. It's kind of dreary outside, and I thought, I've just got to turn my Dan on and listen to him.
Now, do I cheer you up or do I depress you?
Oh, no, sir. You clear things up for me, like questions that I might have. Many times when I keep listening, you'll come back and you'll catch those questions and answer them for me.
Well,
I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for it. I appreciate it. Want to get in on the Sweet Creek, please?
Give me month and day of birth, Linda.
Okay. June 3.
June 3. Linda, have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have. I love it. I love it out there.
It's a great place, isn't it? What'd you get?
Let's see. Well, you know what? I bought one of their candles.
Oh, okay.
My husband likes their salted roasted pecans.
Ooh, yeah.
So they have some really nicely scented candles out there, and I really like those.
So you would be really, really happy to win the Mortgage Corporation, Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket, wouldn't you?
Listen, I would be appreciative of anything. Thank you, sir.
I like that. Well, we're going to do your name into the drawing. We're going to do that drawing today, 2:30 to 2:45. So listen in.
Well, thank you, Dan, and I appreciate you have a good afternoon, and I appreciate the information that you impart to us every day.
Absolutely. That's what we live for.
Thank you.
Bye. Ta-ta. Ben Tracy. You guys know how much I love Ben Tracy. Not. Now, Ben Tracy's a guy that obviously go back to January the 6th. You get everything, all the planets aligned for the Democrats and the liberal media on January the 6th. All the planets were perfectly in line for the state to go into the heart of Donald J. Trump.
And finally, there's a federal investigation into the assault on the Capitol.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
The Justice Department has not ruled out charging Mr. Trump for potentially inciting the riot, an extraordinary decision that would be made by the Biden administration's new presumptive Attorney General, Merrick Garland.
Since the American founding, no former president has been criminally indicted.
CBS News' legal expert and analyst, Jeff Rosen.
It would be something unique, and that's why the Biden administration will think very hard before filing any kind of federal criminal charges.
Now, President Biden says his Justice Department will remain independent and make its own decisions. He was asked on the campaign trail if he would ever consider pardoning President Trump, and he emphatically said no.
Emphatically said no. BG is on the phone. Becky Gerritsen. Becky, how are you today, hey. My dear?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. Are you ready for your big meeting on Monday?
I am, and that's actually one of the reasons I'm calling in, is to say we are having an in-person event Monday night from 6:30 to 8 at Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka, and it is a We the People presentation, and then John Eisma is going to do Q&A for us after that presentation. So we're just really looking forward to seeing people again and trying to fight back some of this craziness going on. You know, you just have to be, we really need to be paying attention to everything out there.
Absolutely. And let me tell you what, and here's why her meeting is important. This is an evolving subject. And so it's changing all the time and evolving. So you're going to get the latest information on Monday night with Becky and gang. So I urge everybody to head out there. Are you going to be, are you going to have Jack tape this and then put it up on your website or anything?
Yes. I have asked him if he would film for us, and he said he would look at his calendar but thinks he can do it. So that's great. And, we need to get as much information out to people, and to, we're going to start building some small groups and do some book studies and really teach people what they, I mean, we feel so helpless in this time right now with everything is taken over by the Democrats. So these are tough times. And, you know, one of the things we really have to protect is our speech. And I'm so concerned about that. I think that's our one of our biggest issues right now. So I just want people to come out and let's meet again. And we're going to start meeting on a monthly basis. So this will be the first one of the year.
Oh, that is great. I want to let you know your name came up in a conversation I was having with someone from Washington, D.C., talking about the IRS scandal. And they were talking about, and that lady from Alabama said, yeah, I know her really well. They gave that great speech. And so, and what he was saying is, when you think about it, that was kind of the beginning. That was the first of a counseling that we saw out there, that they're trying to counsel you out.
Yep. And it almost worked. Eric was saying, you know, we went from AstroTurf to, oh, I forget what the second and third, and he said, now we're at insurrection. You know, we have made quite the evolution, and of course it's all fake. Even AstroTurf part was fake. AL.com just did a hit piece on Eagle Forum last night, and they got so many things wrong in there, but they are considering us the conspiracy theories, and said that I didn't file lobbying reports. I mean, the reporting was horribly shoddy, so we'll be doing a response to that. But anyway,
I can't imagine AL.com getting anything wrong.
I know, shocking, isn't it? Dan, people?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people can go to alabamaeagle.org for more information about the event, and it's on our Facebook page, which is Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Give me the time and location again.
6:30 to 8, Monday night at Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka, which is 11117 Highway 231.
How far past Tutwiler is that?
I think it's a mile, maybe 2 miles. But anyway, it's on the opposite side of Tutwiler. It's right before it turns into a two-lane. You go past the church and you turn around. There's a little turnaround right after the church. You have to backtrack to get to it.
And folks, Becky, very punctual. When she says when it starts at the time, it starts at the time. And when she says it lasts an hour, it's going to last an hour.
Yep. We respect everybody's time. So we start on time and we end on time.
And you have cookies.
No cookies this
time. No cookies!
The whole eating thing, the whole COVID thing, we're not going to be having people put food in their mouths with dirty hands. So they can bring their own water bottles, though, if they like.
Well, you were known for your cookies.
I know. Well, maybe once this flu season is over, and maybe in April we'll start having food again. But
how is Sam doing?
He is hanging in there. As a matter of fact, we've been doing 40-minute walks every day, and we'll find out in March how these cancer numbers look. But we really appreciate all the prayers.
Well, I appreciate you an awful lot. Have a successful meeting. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. And I know Ben Tracy got to bring up that January the 6th. And don't forget, there's an investigation in January 6th deal. Not as big of an investigation as it was 10 days ago. It would really be interesting to watch what comes out of this, quote, impeachment trial, where they're going to be asking the government for information on who these people were and what the government's going to say and testify, and they're going to be able to do depositions with people. He's supposed to, as Lindsey Graham said, he's got a pretty good legal team, so we'll see what happens with this. Okay, CBS is going to weigh in on another factor of this, impeachment trial of Donald Trump. When is it going to be?
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will not start until next month if Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell gets his way. McConnell says he doesn't want the Senate to rush into a trial. Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill. Nicole, are Democrats ready to start right away?
Well, Anthony, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is ready to hand over the article, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want a half-baked process. He argues that it is important for both sides to have time to prepare and that the former president gets a fair trial. Some Democrats are willing to wait, but with conditions.
I would expect that we'd be more receptive to this delay if we are continuing to do the work of the Senate in confirming the senior members of the cabinet across all departments.
Senate Democrats signaled they're open to compromise as long as they're allowed to continue voting on President Biden's cabinet. Senator McConnell proposed impeachment managers deliver articles to the Senate on January 28th. Former President Trump would have to respond by February 4th. Then he would get another week to file a pretrial brief. An aide to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the idea is under review.
Leader McConnell and I are trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement on how to conduct the trial. But make no mistake about it, there will be a trial.
It doesn't prove up an impeachable offense. The articles fail.
They fail. Crowdad, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to squeak into the Sweet Creek drawing if I could. I know it's last minute.
It is last minute.
Can I sneak in?
I don't know. How sneaky are you?
Sneaky. I'm very sneaky.
Sneaky Pete's. Crawdad, yes. You remember Sneaky Pete's?
I do.
I used to love those when we were to go visit family up in Birmingham. We'd walk down to Sneaky Pete's and get our Sneaky Pete's. Let's give me a month and day of birth.
1-8, January, 62. I think I gave you more than you asked for.
Yeah, one. You did. You gave me. I didn't ask for you. Well, that's all right. That's my fault, right?
Thank you. Dan, something that's always plagued me is when I see this kind of shenanigans going on.
You say shenanigans.
Yes, sir. Would you say that the entire Politic Bureau folks there in D.C., all of them, they know that this is an unconstitutional action trying to press charges against the president who is not president anymore. He's gone.
They don't care.
That's what bothers me. These are the lawmakers, and if they do know that this is an unconstitutional action and they persist in doing so, how can they stand there and call themselves lawmakers?
They don't care. The end result is everything to them.
When Heller versus District of Columbia, that was the same kind of thing, at least in that case when it finally made it to the top decision makers, they said that when it says we the people, it means each individual, not the National Guard, etc. That case was monumental. What are we going to do? Would this be a precedent now if they go through with this, if they succeed? Will that set precedent and make it where they can just continue to do unconstitutional prosecutions on presidents who are no longer presidents?
If the Trump team takes us to the Supreme Court before the trial and asks for a speedy verdict, and the Supreme Court says, I'm not an attorney, I play one on radio, and the Supreme Court says, you can't impeach him, he's not president any longer, then it's fait accompli. Nobody will ever be able to do it again.
But that would have to go to the Supreme Court before what time?
Well, he's under the Constitution lays out a timeline for this.
Okay.
And so I think it's about a 2-week time frame. But they would have to, and again, this is where speedy justice isn't so speedy.
He better get on it. Well, thank you, Dan. I was wondering about that. It just, it really is very Banana Republic, take them out back and just shoot them kind of thinking with the Democrats, because they know it's unconstitutional, and they're going to do it anyway.
There you go.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Cornad. Going to a break. Coming back after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Moving on down the line.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van and there. She took his ring. Took his babies. It took him minutes. Took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken enough.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF. edition.
Well, hello, Dan. I have a question, and I know who to ask.
Oh,
you.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes. You know how we were going through this on the last impeachment where Nancy, you know, pushed it through, it goes to the Senate, and you had said repeatedly that the Senate couldn't do anything until they cleared up the impeachment situation.
Yeah, they're supposed to dispose of the impeachment first.
Gotcha. That's what I had thought. So when this all occurs, right at the time that Joe Biden's going in, he needs all these appointments. All this did, and I'm not sure if they kind of took this into consideration, if it's a game or what, but Nancy had to have known that it would freeze things up until that was taken care of. Was she hoping that
Mitch
would just jump in and do the quick thing? Or
no, well, they got. Let me answer the question. They've got some leeway because of the time. And right now what's going to happen is she's sending the impeachment over on Monday, and then they're going to have about 2 weeks to deal with other things, and then they have to do the trial.
Right, but what I'm saying is that could they not drag that out in the trial situation and make it even a longer stint? Like they were talking about trying to negotiate something to where they can get the people, you know, in place, I guess, for Joe Biden's cabinet or whoever, and they can't do it because of what's going on with the Senate.
They could ignore the rules, which they've been known to do that before, but they can do an awful lot in 2 weeks.
So that gives Mitch McConnell a little bit of elbow grease to kind of scrub his pants with a little bit.
Well, what he's really working on right now is a commitment from Schumer, and Schumer has not given him this commitment yet, that they won't lower the 60-vote cloture rule. They won't knock that out and make it a majority vote. But Schumer has not agreed to that yet.
Ah, so this does give him a little bit of something to play with then.
Yeah, it's, and again, what happens is the Senate can just start screwing around with their own rules, which is scary.
Yeah, but now we're pretty certain, though, that is still in the Republican park where McConnell is concerned, or no?
No. What McConnell is asking for is a split government similar to what they had during George W. Bush's time, where you had 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats, and they gave them basically equal numbers on committees. Well, Schumer is not wanting to play that game.
So what does he want?
I haven't heard numbers that he's talking about on committees, but he hadn't agreed to that yet, let's say.
Okay, I got you. Well, I was just wondering, you know, I always refer to this as the chess game because it's just got so many moving parts, and you know that one's trying to outwit the other, and I didn't know if Nancy had misstepped and underestimated the ability to push the impeachment through or if they had something else they were doing behind the door number three. And so always nice to kind of clear it up and try to figure out what they're doing.
I agree.
I appreciate it.
Debbie, you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Then we go to a break. We're going to do the join. Sweet Creek Farm Market right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Tell you something, girl. I think you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we do the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market, let me remind you about Mortgage Corporation of the South. Had somebody just contacted me and said, do they do construction loan? I didn't know. And they called and said that they do not. But I think they do about everything else that's out there. I mean, they'll loan money off your car if it's 2014 or higher. Or more recent, then I would think they'd do about everything else is there. A good friend of mine that asked me that question. And then another good friend from church said she was asking for their number. So give them a call at 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South. Sweet Ashley is just one of the wonderful people there, but she's the one that won all the awards. And then there's John Williams, my good friend, the one that calls into the show all the time. I'm not sure if he's there today. This is normally an out-of-office day for him. But just give him a call at 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Okay. And then they got to the drawing.
Nancy,
you are the winner.
Nancy is the lucky winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy that calls into this show?
That
one?
Yeah.
So if Nancy called 272-9228. And she talks to you, she could give you the information, then you would give it to me,
right.
And we'd bring her on the line,
right.
And we'd talk to her.
And then she'd just go right down to Sweet Creek.
And go and be probably munching on a Cuban sandwich this afternoon.
Right.
So Nancy would need to call, let me make sure we got this right, 272-9228.
272-9228.
And she would give you some information, then she'd come on the line and talk to me, and then she could be on her very merry way. She's obviously not listening, considering we mentioned her name like a half a dozen times already.
And I announced her name in a very nice way, happy way, because I love Nancy and want to do a good job here on the show. But I'm watching Janet Yellen talking about wanting to crack down on cryptocurrency, and I feel a little, I won't even say it.
They did a piece, Charles Spain did a piece on that, talking about, the only reason to, and you mentioned this yesterday, the only reason people use Bitcoin is because they're doing things illegal. And Charles Spain said, they don't know anything about Bitcoin, do they think that? He said, about everybody who's a big-time investor on Wall Street owns some Bitcoin. And so he flushed that one down the toilet really, 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 really fast. I bet that's Nancy on the phone now. And he's going to play a clip for me while he's talking to... No, he's going to bring Nancy. Nancy Owen.
Hey.
Nancy.
I won.
Congratulations, my dear.
I can't believe I won.
Aren't you excited?
I am excited. I'm very excited. I'm going to go get me a ham and some ribs.
Man.
Some good food.
There we go. Okay, so here's the deal. You know what the deal is? You have to split it with me. Just kidding. Now, the deal is this. Once you go down there, I want you to call back and tell us what you got and how much you enjoyed it.
Okay. I will do that.
Are you excited?
Thank you so much. Yes. I am very excited. I've never been to Sweet Creek.
Nancy has never been.
But I'm going to have a fun time tomorrow.
Joey, did you hear that? Nancy has never been to Sweet Creek.
It's going to be a good Saturday, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, you're
going to be living, a great Saturday.
You are going to be living in tall cotton, my dear. Okay, so this is the deal. After you go there, sometime next week, hopefully when I'm here, call back and tell us what you got. Is that a deal?
I'll do it. I will.
Congratulations, my dear.
Thank you, dear.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, on the Bitcoin thing, I love bringing up the example. When this first got going in 13, 14, they, believe, got a guy named Charlie Shrum for $30,000 in money laundering. And he, went to court with it. And then, like, a month or two later, it came out with, what's the massive bank, HSBCU or something like that? And it was, like, hundreds of millions of dollars money laundering tied up with drug cartels. And did any of their executives go to jail? Anybody?
No.
No, all the government essentially did was, hey, give us a cut. They get a big fine. So it's just the way Yellen, and it's not just her. The ECB's doing it. The Chinese bank has already been on top of it. All around the world.
I can see how China could have a problem. I can see how the Caymans could have a problem with that.
In China in particular, the Chinese people were early adopters, very fluent in technology. And so they were having a big problem getting around the government with that stuff.
Yeah, the Cayman Islands does something kind of interesting. Every time you spend money there, say you convert from dollar to Cayman dollars, they basically take a 20% cut. In other words, if a Cayman dollar is $1, but you had to spend $1.25 to get the $1. Or if you give them a dollar, they're going to give you 80 cents back. So you can pay them in U.S. currency, but they're going to pay you back with a 20% cut. So Bitcoin is big there. That's the dive capital of this part of the world. And they have people from all over the world that dive in the Caymans. And that's also, where they have a lot of offshore banking that's there because they want to take their 20% cut and then they won't tell anybody about your money. But now Bitcoin's in this whole deal.
Right.
And they've really cracked down on some of these dive shops that were taking Bitcoin and doing dive trips without paying the 20%. Just thought I get information from, I have dive shops I've used there that to this day email me. It made me jealous and wanted to go to the Caymans. And I'll tell them, as soon as I win the lottery, I'll be down there with my private jet and we'll be doing nothing but snorkeling and scuba diving all day long. President Biden to sign two executive orders about COVID-19. CBS News weighing in yet again.
What President Biden is calling a full-scale wartime effort to fight this pandemic and get the country back to normal. On his first full day in the office, the president described a desperate situation likely to get worse before it gets better, he said. But he also laid out a very ambitious agenda, including new executive actions on vaccines and the economy. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, what's the plan?
Well, today, President Biden plans to sign two new executive orders to provide economic relief from the COVID-19 pandemic. The first one will focus on providing more financial assistance for food amid a growing hunger crisis. And the second aims to help federal workers, in part by restoring collective bargaining and worker protections that the Trump administration rescinded. The orders today will bring President Biden's total in 3 days of executive orders and actions to 29.
Help is on the way.
The first wave of help is coming through 10 executive orders that President Biden signed Thursday. He promised to do better than his predecessor, but he reminded Americans of the reality ahead.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
The president invoked the Defense Production Act, compelling companies to make supplies, everything from more syringes to PPE.
Something interesting that's come out of this is that, you know, he said a million shots a day, 100 million shots in 100 days, a million shots a day. Everybody, whoa, can you do that? It's too big. Well, it turns out that the week right before Trump leaves office, they're basically averaging about 900,000. So they only have to add 100,000 on here. But, you know, this is heavy lifting and we're going to do it because we're going to put our shoulder to the grindstone. Biden just makes a big deal out of nothing. And if it screws up, guess whose fault it is? It's Trump's fault. Okay, so we'll continue on with his executive orders he's going a little crazy with.
Part of Mr. Biden's actions aim to increase testing and vaccinations, but he bristled when a reporter asked him if, as some experts have suggested, the promise of 100 million vaccines in 100 days is too low.
Are higher than pace where the U.S. is right now.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Back in the briefing room over 2 months after his last appearance, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who returned as President Biden's chief medical advisor.
One of the things that we're going to do is to be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them.
Fauci said he already feels the difference of working under a president who fully embraces science.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
Some state officials tell CBS News the federal government has already reached out more in the past 36 hours, including from FEMA offering to set up and staff mass vaccination sites. At the same time, the president is trying to convince Congress to pass a $1.9 trillion rescue package, including funding for those centers nationwide.
He feels that package is designed for bipartisan support.
But so far, the moderate Republicans needed to seal the deal say it's too pricey. Yesterday, Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined her colleagues, Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski, in saying it's hard to imagine supporting such a big package when they just passed a $900 billion plan at the end of last year.
You got a chuckle out of that, didn't you?
I did after the Schumer clip.
But notice at the very beginning of that, they talked about the 100 million.
Yeah.
But they left out the fact of the number of shots that the Trump people have given are right at an average of 900,000. They left that factor out. I wonder why that is, Joey. Why would they leave something out like that? It's not that they want something bad to happen, is there?
Right.
Tell me that isn't true.
Fauci. Somebody just call off air and ask about this change they're making to allowing federal employees to do collective bargaining again. Is this something like, you know, Reagan with air traffic controllers? And
yeah, the federal people are not supposed to be able to boycott and or to strike.
Hmm. Apparently, they're wanting to give
hence the PATCO strike.
Yeah.
How long was that? I think Reagan did it in, like, I think it was 6 hours, and he fired them all. And they didn't think he was going to do it. They did not think he was going to do it, and he did it. And, I mean, it was woohoo! And I knew some of the people that were on the other side of that that had family relationships because they were air traffic controllers. And they said, how about this? I'm going back to work. I'm going to go as a regular government, non-PATCO employee. But that was the first don't screw with Reagan deal. The very first. Okay, so I only got two left. Two left in 15 minutes? What are we doing for lunch? I have to go back to the erection thing. This is Lonnie Chain, I believe he's Stanford University, talking with Tucker on the WHO World Health Organization.
Tony Fauci, who is a doctor and authoritative and not at all over his head and making it up as he goes along, announced today that he is thrilled our country's rejoining the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, a deep debt of gratitude.
I join my fellow representatives in thanking the World Health Organization for its role in leading the global public health response to this pandemic. And as such, I am honored to announce that the United States will remain a member of the World Health Organization. Yesterday, President Biden signed letters retracting the previous administration's announcement to withdraw from the organization.
Pretty amazing statement given all we know about the World Health Organization. Lottie Chen is a fellow at the Hoover Institution and joins
Hoover.
Lay this out for us, if you would, crisply. The World Health Organization has led the fight against COVID? Is that true?
It's absolutely not true. In fact, they actively fought against the world knowing what China was doing early on. They actually colluded with the Chinese to claim that COVID could not be transmitted from human being to human being. Then they went and said China was doing a great job trying to contain the virus when, in fact, the virus had already left and infected 100,000 people in the region. And then subsequently, they continued to lavish praise on Chinese leader Xi Jinping about China's COVID response. So no, the WHO has done nothing but fail again and again. And now American taxpayers should be upset that $400 million a year are going to the WHO without any accountability from the organization whatsoever.
This guy is really good, by the way, that was talking there with the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope.
strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. Final segment on a Friday. You guys know how I feel about TGIF. Ready to get my weekend started to watch the Bucks game. Do you know what the line is on the game?
Nope. I'm not a betting man, Dan.
You're not?
Certainly not with people's lives. I've learned that from Fauci.
Little startup guy. Okay, let's do the second part of Lan He Chin with talking about the WHO is actually the problem here.
So you know that. You're an expert. I know that. I'm just a talk show host who reads the news. Dr. Fauci must know that since it's his job. So why do you think he would say something like this?
Well, he also, by the way, lavished personal praise on Tedros, the leader of the WHO, yes. Who, by the way, is the individual that's the most corrupt in the middle of all of this. So, you know, look, there's this public health cabal out there that I guess folks are part of. They feel the need to cater to this group of people. But the reality is we should be focused on solving the problems created by COVID-19, not joining the WHO and trying to cover up the problems that this organization created. So I don't know why he did this, but this to me should make every American taxpayer upset.
I mean, especially since we really kind of need to trust our public health authorities. This does not inspire trust. This makes me not trust anything they say, which is very bad, isn't it?
Well, that's precisely the problem, is that the public health authority should be the one giving us guidance on the best things we can do to defeat this virus. But right. Instead of creating trust, all they do is create anger because of the hypocrisy that comes from the kinds of edicts that get issued by these very authorities. So, yes, this is absolutely a huge problem, Tucker.
There are two things I want to fit in here. I did not get to a second part of a John Solomon piece a couple of days ago that is real interesting, that has a tie into the Clinton campaign and foreign interference of all things with guess who? What country?
Pretty amazing developments here. And then one has to ask, okay, now that we know Durham had these documents the whole time, where is he?
I think he's fast at work trying to build the final parts of a criminal case. That's what my source reporting and indicates in talking to defense lawyers and other people. It looks like he is still going forward to build a significant criminal case. Now, let me tell you about something we're going to have in the morning. It's going to take some time to develop it overnight. But I think people will be surprised by this revelation. In 2014, the FBI determined that a foreign power was trying to influence Hillary Clinton and her campaign when she ran. In fact, they feared that they were going to do it through the delivery of money. The FBI tried for several months to get a FISA warrant, but they, according to these documents, they were turned down or held up by the seventh floor. James Comey and Andrew McCabe is the seventh floor. They ultimately decided not to investigate it any further, and unlike what they did to Donald Trump, they went to Hillary Clinton and gave her a defensive briefing and told her what this foreign power was trying to do. They did it through her attorney, David Kendall. It shows the entirely different system of justice. Hillary Clinton gets a defensive briefing, no FISA. Donald Trump gets a FISA, no defensive briefing, and 3.5 years of pain and suffering to his presidency and campaign. These documents are extraordinary. They were kept from the American public and the Congress, as President Trump said today when he declassified the documents.
That may be it right there for the Comey-McCabe Strzok deal right there. If they've got emails, which it seems that they do, that lay that kind of stuff out, that's the yes, we knew, and we didn't do anything about it, and we treated one suspect differently than the other. Okay, one little piece of law that was happening in Arizona. Now, this lady is not as good as she should be. This is an interesting thing, a push to make states Second Amendment sanctuary for that state. Listen in.
Well, as Americans brace for an aggressive gun control agenda under the Biden administration, another state is working to protect its Second Amendment rights.
Arizona Republicans filing a bill to join four other states as, quote, Second Amendment sanctuaries, banning any state from resources from enforcing federal laws they feel violate Americans' right to bear arms. Our next guest is one of the co-signers of the bill, Arizona GOP State Representative Regina Cobb. Tell us about the bill. Tell us about what it means to be a sanctuary state when it comes to the Second Amendment.
Well, we have seen over and over the rhetoric and the clear statements that this administration has made against our Second Amendment rights. And this bill was introduced to help protect Arizona from any federal legislation that comes down and that would affect our Second Amendment rights. And as you said, we also have an amendment coming in that will be putting some teeth into the bill that pretty much says that you can't use state or local resources for any legislation that is enacted. It's been clear that this administration, clear back from April when Kamala Harris made statements that if something didn't happen within the first 100 days, she was going to make an executive order. And then Biden recently with tweets banning assault rifles and magazines with multiple rounds. Those are things that go straight against our Second Amendment rights, and we want to protect it.
This is something that Alabama should consider. Now, this lady is okay. When you go online and you look at the bill, it's got more substance to it than she's talking about. Let's do the second part of this.
And in fact, I mentioned that you're one of five states now looking to pass this law to create sanctuary states. Here are the other states who have already done or passed similar measures. It's Alaska, Idaho, Kansas, and Wyoming. Arizona looks to become the fifth. So can we apply this to a real-world example, please, Representative Cobb? Give me an example of an attempted enforcement of a federal law that then Arizona would ban taking part in, any funds taking part in that.
Well, I think the ban on the assault rifles and the multiple magazine or the multiple rounds in a magazine, both of those things are things. Our guns have changed over time, and we know that. And we don't use bayonets anymore. I mean, there are some things that have happened over the years. And if all of a sudden we have those kind of issues come into Arizona, I think we would be protected. And if a subdivision of our state decides that they're going to enforce those laws, they could lose state resources.
Jay Scott sent me the line for the game. Tampa Bay plus 3.5 points. I like that score. I like that.
They beat the Packers in the regular season 38-10, I believe. But it's the cold weather. Brady's used to it. I don't know about the rest of the team.
So, yeah, Brady's no wimp.
But when we won the Super Bowl, the Bucs won in 2002, there was the curse of cold weather. The Bucs had never won a game below freezing. And they finally won the NFC Championship game in Philly in 2002. So they broke the curse.
So I guess us chatting like that means that we're out of time.
And we got like 50 seconds here.
50 seconds?
Yeah, that's a lot.
1,002.
Right.
Play Mitch one more time for us. I need a good laugh on the
so
way.
So, in other words, you mean Schumer?
I'm Schumer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, here. I think we have time.
I'm sorry. How could I confuse the two?
We can
thanks, Jay.
Time for that. Yeah, thank you, Jay. Yeah, here is Schumer.
Article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial, it will be a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection. Again.
His face.
He kind of goes, ooh.
Oh,
I can't believe I just said that. That was good. Joey, thanks for that. You made me happy on a Friday. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. Hopefully I'll be here to open the show. I'm getting my port put in. I may be running a little late. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.